Big news today from Kenya. Voters there have approved a new constitution. Here is Mwai Kibaki, the president of Kenya.
The historic journey that we began over 20 years ago is now coming to a happy end.
Joining us now is Jeffrey Gettleman, New York Times East Africa Bureau Chief. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi there. How are you?
Great. And this sounds like really big news for East Africa, correct?
Yeah, it's a crucial turning point. This new constitution addresses a lot of the fundamental governance problems that have really dogged Kenya since independence. And while it's a wonderful place to live, it has a booming economy by African standards, it's incredibly corrupt, and there are deep divisions between the different ethnic groups. And that has caused problems over time. It exploded in 2007 after a disputed election. So the thought is, now that they have a new constitution, they'll be able to address a lot of these long-standing problems.
What was the final tally of the vote?
It was 70%, or about 67% had approved the constitution.
You mentioned the violence that erupted after the last election. Any possibility of any violence coming out of this one?
I really don't think so. I lived through that last election. I covered it very closely. I went around the country, and it was really disturbing to see how quickly this place could degenerate into anarchy. And that's exactly what happened. There were roadblocks that popped up overnight. The slums were on fire, and you could see coils of black smoke every day over them. We saw bodies on the streets of Nairobi, which, you know, there's crime here, but it's not like a civil war situation.
Right.
So it was very upsetting to see that happen in Kenya. And so far, so good. The police have been out and have really established order in all the areas that there were some worries about problems. And more so, the people here seem to have accepted the results of the constitutional referendum, and nobody really wants to go back to 2007.
Well, there's certainly a sense of relief. I mean, in a certain sense, the violence is understandable in that you really had Daniel Arap Moi, his legacy in Kenya, serving as president from 78 to 2002, almost as though a powder keg had exploded there. Can we say that the era of Arap Moi has passed now with this constitutional milestone?
I think so. I think the country's on the right track. There's still a lot of ethnic politics that are going to happen. There's still a lot to be done, but I think they have the architecture now to rule this country in a much better way.
Can you give me any specific example, briefly, of what's going to happen to make a difference, Jeffrey Gettleman?
Yeah. For instance, they're going to have county governments. They're going to check the power of the national government, the presidency, and they're going to set up regional governments, county governments all across the country. There's a Bill of Rights that gives Kenya more rights that they never had before. There's provisions for land reform to address a history of very corrupt deals done with land, where a few people have enormous plots of land and many people don't have anything. So those things will help a lot, I think.
All right. Exciting, potentially exciting news. Jeffrey Gettleman from the New York Times, East Africa Bureau Chief. John, this could be big.
And a model for the rest of Africa, I guess, is the real...
Starting in East Africa, by all means.
...issue going forward.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.